So what we just undertook, we announced yesterday, is a geophysical survey, which is done by helicopter, and it's 711 line kilometers. So the helicopter goes back and forth for 5 days with material or machines that measure resistivity. So in my 20 years of CEO, we've never looked at the whole property. We've never had the opportunity to look at the entire property. So mining is really scientific. You go through layers of science to get to where you want to be or not. So this is the first stage, and I'm very excited because the survey is going along extremely well.
Good day, everybody. It's me, Just Steve Yang here, Natural Resource Stocks. I'm with Robert Eadie, President and CEO of StarCore International Mines. Robert, how are you?
I'm great, Steve. Thanks for having me back. It's always a pleasure.
Likewise. Robert, before we start, if you could give us your tickers and your symbols.
Yes, we're traded on the TSX under the symbol SAM, SAM, and the TSX Senior Board.
Robert, I want to do an overview of your company over the last year, but if you can, just for our listeners who are not familiar with your story, if you can give us the quick 50,000-foot view overview of what you guys are, who you guys are, where you are.
Okay, we're StarCore International Mines, website starcore.com. We are a small producer of gold and silver in the central part of Mexico, 3 hours north of Mexico City. We've been producing in January, will be our 20th year. And I said we're a small producer and looking to grow. The company's been trading on the TSX for 17 of those years. And we're looking forward to a bright future.
Robert, for our listeners, I want to give the disclosure that I myself am an investor. StarCore is a sponsor with the show. We got to know each other through just the interviews here, and I followed your story for the last year, and I've seen that you've done a lot. And so, if you don't mind, if we can spend a little bit of time here, just kind of reflecting over the last year, what has StarCore and Robert Eadie accomplished in the last year? If you can just kind of answer that for me.
Sure. Steve, in the role of CEO, and I believe of any company because I've been involved in many businesses as a serial entrepreneur, you're always looking at where you are today, what you progressed, where your best efforts are, and is your management team working with you, and are you moving the company forward, staying neutral, or are you going backwards? And that's always, it's constantly in your mind. And so I was looking at that for other reasons. And I came up and I realized that, well, a year ago, StarCore was producing and it was using oxide ore. And as we've done before, and we were advancing the project, but not, the whole company had different assets and everything wasn't active. And I'd say more than a year ago, I decided that, well, we need to get our non-core assets active. We need to really take a technical review of each piece of the puzzle that we have or each piece of the company we have and get busy with it. So one of the first steps we did was to dividend out Africa. We gave shareholders a non-taxable, it's called a return of capital, half a share of the new company as a dividend. That was the first. The second was the Ajax property, which is in British Columbia, and we just recently announced a deal on that property, which makes that active. And we took 2.5 million shares and some cash payments back from the company we did the deal with. So that's the next step. El Creston is a moly project we have, and moly is associated with copper. So the technical team has told me that for sure there's a porphyry there, a copper porphyry, but we don't know, too much about it. So we hired an expert in the field in that area, in that region of porphyry deposits to review El Creston. The carbon ore, we've talked about that quite a lot. So in San Martín, you have two types of ore. You have carbon ore, and it's this is the second in sulfide ore. So the carbon ore, we just started processing. Now we're early days, we're only 25 to 50 tons a day, but we're producing gold from it. And that's different from a year ago. A year ago, we had done testing and we talked about it, but we really weren't able to demonstrate it on a commercial viable basis, which we are doing now. And that's another step forward for us. So, overlooking everything, and then I get down to the size of the property. The size of the property at San Martin is 12,992 hectares, which translates to about 10 by 13 kilometers. It's a big property. So we don't get confused. Ajax is in the north in Canada, El Creston is in the west of Mexico, San Martin is in the central where we produce. So San Martin is the big property. So what we just undertook, we announced yesterday, is a geophysical survey, which is done by helicopter, and it's 711 line kilometers. So the helicopter goes back and forth for 5 days with material or machines that measure resistivity. So in my 20 years of CEO, we've never done looked at the whole property. We've never had the opportunity to look at the entire property. So mining is really scientific. You go through layers of science to get to where you want to be or not. So this is the first stage, and I'm very excited because the survey is going along extremely well, and we have what I would say, this what big companies have, they have volumes of scientists working for them. And junior companies, mid-sized companies don't have that. This geophysics company that we hired, they have 14 geophysicists. And then we have another specialist out of Europe who's going to oversee and interpret all the data for us. And it's either going to show us a big, system or not. And so, but we're very confident it'll show us a big system. Now, that's just the first layer. It doesn't guarantee you anything. You have to then work the science down. So that, is a big step forward for the company. The next is the La Tortilla. So we acquired a historic silver mine last October, September, October, and we're working on the permitting for that. And that is another step forward. It's a mine within 2 hours driving. So we're going to ship ore over to San Martin and process it with existing upgrade equipment we have. We're just in the process. We're nearly finished our upgrades to the plant. So there's seven different activities the company's undertaken in the last year to advance the company forward to build value on behalf of shareholders and to bring us more value. Now, you say, okay, well, that's great. Some of those are realistic, some of those are scientific, and some of those are unproven. That's correct. But if you undertake, as a CEO, seven initiatives in a company, you can expect that three initiatives will come through. Maybe if you're lucky, four. Maybe if you're really lucky, five. But these are all positive initiatives to advance the company forward and to build value. And in the example of El Creston, if the expert comes back and says, listen, you've got the potential here for a big porphyry, it's not something for us, but it's something for us to go on to joint venture the project out. Another non-core asset getting active. The carbon ore, producing more gold from something which was dead before because we didn't have the science to separate the carbon from the ore. So now we can. The geophysics, could be, we modeled this project, or not us, but a scientific team, over five projects in Mexico that all had similar geology. The worst one, or the best worst scenario, is a 45-year-old mine life, and we're at 30. The best case scenario is Cananea, which is in the north. It started out the same as what we started out as and became a major copper mine, and it's still running 110 years later. So that's kind of what the two parameters are. One extremely optimistic and one modestly optimistic, another, 10 to 15 years of mining. So all that included, it's from my position, it's very exciting. And to be able to take a team, of 300 people and focus them for going forward on step by step of these seven initiatives and getting the board of directors to understand what you're doing, what your vision is, it's a very exciting time in the company. It's extremely exciting for me. So we have a value now, a market cap of say 75 million Canadian. Can we grow that market cap? Absolutely. And that's not even considering the gold and silver market. What we think gold and silver are going to do, or copper for that same reason. So with those things, all those factors working together, do I believe we have a bright future? Absolutely.
Robert, I got a couple questions. First of all, I'm excited to hear all this. So thank you for sharing that, and your enthusiasm and excitement comes through, and I appreciate your activeness in it. I wanted to ask you about the geophysical survey of the entire property. One, why has this not been done before? Is that atypical that you're doing this? Is it because of technology? And how accurate is the intel? And when can we expect the results?
It's a good question. Why hasn't it been done? Well, we've been focused on production, and the mine's always been giving enough production and what we thought was a potential. So we had talked about it. Technology has certainly come along. It's not new, but it's advanced. And I would say that the geophysicists coming together, it's not new, but it's certainly recent in the last decade. So there is no, I mean, there is not a reason that a big shift in technology. It's a big shift in the company, and the company being able to have the money and the ability and the vision to move it forward. Now, the accuracy of the data, this is level one. So from this, you'll look and you'll see you may have big anomalies, small anomalies. Anomalies being resistivity to what's in the ground. They basically use energy, they shoot it into the ground, and if it bounces back, it doesn't tell you what it bounces back from. It just comes back. So from that, you'll follow up with ground survey. So instead of doing 711 line kilometers where you have to lay cables in the ground, you use the helicopter as the first pass. The helicopter is accurate in what it's doing. So for that, it's our first layer. It's the first layer of the onion. So I like to compare it to an onion. So we're peeling off the first level, and then we'll go to the second level. Then we'll focus on what's closest to the mine and conduct ground IP surveys on that, on what's closest to production. Keep in mind that we're fortunate that we actually have a mill. We have more capacity. We can always add to the mill to increase capacity. So we're looking and focusing on what's closest to the mill, what can we deliver to market? Remember, or I'll remind your listeners, I view our business as manufacturing. We manufacture gold and silver, and right now is the time to deliver gold and silver to the market. So that's what I'm doing. So our targets will be what is closest to the mine and how do we get it to production in the shortest amount of time possible. So that is the purpose of the technology, and this is, like I said, the first layer, and then we follow it up. But it allows you to get very specific on what you're looking for.
Great. Thank you for that. Robert, you've mentioned seven initiatives. Which of those would you say you're the most proud of, or you think is the most significant, or maybe our listeners should pay the most attention to?
I would say that the geophysical survey at San Martin, because that is near term, because we have production there, and La Tortilla. And La Tortilla is a very interesting silver project with high grades. 550 grams is what our average is that we'll be able to send to the plant. And we'll be able to start production on that very quickly from permitting, start small production and then grow it from there. If you were a past shareholder, the dividend was significant. The carp, so then if I'm going in order of importance, so then I'm down to four of the carbon ore because it adds to what I call as my three pillars or my three revenue streams. The carbon ore is coming online and it's growing, growing, growing. So that's very interesting. And then as far as importance go, the El Creston, the porphyry. Now porphyry deposits, because the price of copper have become very interesting around the world. Globally, people are looking, taking re-looks at porphyries. So this is an a step. There's in the Mali deposit, there's over 70,000 meters of drilling. And it has a PEA, so it's established, it's determined. So right next to it with this porphyry, it gives a lot of scientific information. If this specialist comes back and says, I think you guys should move forward. It's all based on science, and I generally take several opinions, not just one. If you look at the history of mining, often big discoveries have been made on the third or fourth pass or the fifth pass. Somebody looks, reviews the data on a fifth time, and then they say, hey, look over here. That's pretty much often the case, is reprocessed data. But your highest potential of finding more gold, silver, copper, whatever you're mining, is near an existing mine. That is the highest percentage of probability. And that's San Martin. So that's why the big geophysical survey of the entire property. I mean, it might come back, Steve, and it might tell us that we don't have enough land. We might have to go out and stake more land. So that is a possibility. Or it might tell us we need to focus really tight, close to where we are. But that's, for me, that's the exciting part of science.
Robert, if you can, let's pivot a little bit. This is all very helpful and exciting. I want to make sure that the listeners who don't know can get a quick breakdown and summary of your capital structure and how much capital you do have right now and what the plan is to move forward. We spoke a lot about the past, but I'd love to get the breakdown. I'd love to get your philosophy on dilution. And if you can kind of give us a forward-looking statement of what success looks like
Sure.
for the next year.
Okay. That's excellent, Steve. Share structure, there's 92 million shares issued, outstanding, 103 fully diluted. That takes care of all the warrants. Currently, there's about $13.1 million in the bank. My view on dilution is, yeah, sometimes it's necessary to move the company forward. It fits different companies at different times. Share structures, it's a really a matter of interpretation. You could have a company that has, double what we have out, and because of that, they're able to have much more money in the bank, and move their company forward. But I also see some of these companies which have $100 million in the bank, and unless you could deploy that money, there's no need to have it in your treasury. It should go to shareholders in the way of a dividend. I strongly disagree with. When I hear these guys, well, I got $100 million in the bank. Well, that's great, but it should go to shareholders, because if you need more money, you can go back to shareholders. They'll give you more money if they've received money back and they're happy with your progress. But a company sitting on $100 million from year to year makes no sense whatsoever. If you can deploy the capital, great. And if you need it, great. But if you can't deploy it, dividend it out to shareholders. That's my very personal strong view on that. And and as far as going forward, I mean, we're using the money in the ground to move these projects forward. So actively. Does that answer your question, or I can
Yes.
explain?
I do want to go back a little bit just to the share structure. First of all, I have experienced it's your statement of giving back to the shareholders seems consistent with what I've seen you guys do. Now, can you tell us a little bit more about ownership, how active everyone is in the market, or in terms of ownership, how much do you own? Are you guys telling a story or looking to grow a certain way? And what kind of people are you looking to attract in terms of investors?
Well, we management owns about 10% of the company, and I will note that all the shares that management owns were purchased. There was no vending of properties. There was no shares that were given to management as bonuses. It's all been purchased. What sort of investors we're looking to attract? People with that's a good point, Steve, because people who have a time frame of, say, 2, 3 years. And even 3 to 5 years, that's 2 to 3 years is a realistic investment time frame. If you're looking to come in today and be out at the end of summer because you want to go on a big European vacation, this is not the stock to invest in. Maybe we get lucky, but we're a slow, consistent growth. And it takes time. Mining takes time. It is not fast, it's slow. So everything that you do takes time. You need to permit, you need to get environmental permission. That's why La Tortilla is so attractive to us, because we have a 12-year permit for tailings and a 12-year operational, 15-year operational permit at the mine. So we can ship ore there for the next 12 years and with no problem. And one point that I forgot to or failed to mention is that we're an environmentally sensitive mine. There is a process called dry tailings or tailings stack. And what we use cyanide, we use pH balance to take the gold and silver out. We take the chemicals back out and we recycle them. So about, say, 8 to 10% is not recovered, but 90% is recovered and reused. And that's a we don't have a tailings dam. We don't have a big liquid dam, and there's nothing wrong with them. But there is the other side, which we use tailing stack, and that's really important to me at San Martin. So, as the future
Robert,
goes,
I want to ask, I guess, yeah.
I was
Go
going to say,
ahead.
as the future goes, I'm sure technology will advance things so that we can recycle the water and extract the remaining silver, gold, whatever components, copper out of the tailings dams. I'm sure from what I've seen, it's not far off. The next, say, 3 to 5 years maximum, we'll see the ability to recycle these tailings dams, and that'll be a whole new business.
Robert, I want to ask what you're up to these days. I know we're going to see you in Atlanta. I'm curious as to what you're hoping to accomplish there. And in terms of forward looking, I'm curious as to, I want to ask you, what does success look like for Robert Eadie?
Success looks like 4 or 5 of these initiatives coming in and being working. A forward-looking statement is the 3 pillars of revenue. We've projected at about 163 million net per year in income for the company. To be able to deliver a dividend back to shareholders, have everything running, having a small company with, say, 125 million shares out, no more, and having that revenue, that would be a big success. Some of our initiatives with our people, with vitamins, custom-made vitamins, the analysis of their blood, the analysis of when accidents happen, how they happen, the what we've done, the analysis of that, some of that becoming in mainstream into the mining industry, being able to share our knowledge, that would be success to me, Steve, and really a win-win, a win for shareholders, a win for workers, and yeah, making a difference, a small difference, even if you can make, one-tenth of a percent difference in mining in a positive way to the workers, well, that's fine. I mean, that's great, and that goes along with making money too. So I like to see, not just a work balance, but a balance in, yes, we made money, but we also contributed back. Yeah, we made a lot of money and we contributed back significantly. So that to me is a win. Maybe it's idealistic, but I don't think so, because I've been driving at it for the last, I don't know, 10 years, and at the mine it's made a difference. The people, as they've gotten to know me, they know that I care about the workers. They know I care about the children. When we have negotiations with the local communities, etc., they know not to ask me for anything unless it's to do with the children. So if it's to do with the adults, if it's to do with money, not a chance. If it's to do with the school, 100%. Children are the future. They always have been. So that's one of my strong personal values, which I bring to the company.
Well, that's great. Robert, I'm going to see you in Atlanta soon. Is there anything you're looking forward to there or you're hoping to accomplish for yourself or the company? And if you can also tell us where to follow your story and your ticker, share your tickers one more time.
Sure. Going to Atlanta, I'm looking forward to meeting you and the team. I'm looking forward to meeting interested investors. I did skip over what type of investor I'm looking to attract. I'm looking to attract high net worth individuals who are active with the company, follow the company, interested in growth. At some point in time, we'll look at institutional and see, because they bring an interesting perspective as well to the company. In Atlanta, I'm excited to meet investors and to tell the story. We're going to the mine 3 days before going to Atlanta. If you can believe it, there's a flight direct from Mexico to from near the mine to Atlanta, direct. So coming from the mine, it really it gives me a fresh look. I go kind of every 6 weeks. Just to see, monitor progress and what we've done, the goals we set out 6 weeks before. Have we accomplished them? Are we close to them? If not, why? And we go to every department. We talk to every department from the greenhouse to the how to say safety to geology. And these 3 days, I have a lot to do. I failed to mention so many things we do. We have a pretty active greenhouse. We supply about 35% of the vegetables for the kitchen, because in Mexico you feed the workers every day. And so we grow our own vegetables and feed the workers there. And we're looking to go from horizontal growing to vertical growing, which will give our production about 150% boost of vegetables. So, and the cost of that, because everybody goes, oh, well, the cost. The cost of that to change to vertical is about $10,000. So
Was a lot small for a big impact.
for big return, it's a small investment. So.
Awesome. For our listeners, I want to disclose that I myself and several of the Natural Resource Stock partners are investors of StarCore. StarCore is a sponsor. I am looking forward to seeing Robert in Atlanta. Please do your own due diligence. One of the ways you can do that is to reach out to Robert and follow their story and ticker. Robert, could you just give us the website and the tickers one more time?
Sure. Ticker is Sam on the TSX. The website is starcore.com. Thanks very much, Steve. It's always a pleasure. And in some days there's more to talk about than other days. And today was a great day.
Robert, always good to see you.
Thanks, Steve. Take care.
Bye.